Hi, this is Poplar Jake. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
Baby got great big feet. He's long, lean, and lanky. Ain't had nothing to eat, but he's my baby, and I love him just the same. Well, I'm crazy about my baby. Caledonia is his name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard? I love you, you know I love you just the same. Crazy about you, baby. Caledonia is your name. Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard? Oh, but I love you just the same. I'm crazy about you, darling. Caledonia is your name. Now my mama, she said to me, she said, "Hon," she said, "you better leave that Caledonia alone. He's a bad, bad man, and he doesn't mean you no good." Did not know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going over to Caledonia's house tonight, and I'm gonna say, "Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard? I love you, I just love you just the same. I'm crazy about you, baby. Caledonia is your name. But I'm crazy about you, baby. Just crazy about you, darling. I'm crazy about you, honey. Crazy about you, baby. I'm crazy about you, baby. Caledonia is your name."
The first record ever to be called rock and roll, played from the home of the blues, where the word "the blues" was coined back in 1741. That's Caledonia. Well, it's kind of Caledonia. First of all, hello, welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. The Raven and the Blues, of course, on FM in Spain and in Cyprus, on Talk Radio Europe and Radio Napa, online with Kansas City Online Radio, and of course as a podcast all over the world. When I say the home of the blues, I've mentioned this before. Back in 1741, the actor David Garrick, who lived about 300 yards from here, wrote a letter which said, "Today I don't feel too well. In fact, I have ye blues." And that was the beginning of the blues as a mood, if you see what I mean, as opposed to a colour. And that was, that track you just heard there, was the very first time rock and roll was ever used in print in the Billboard magazine back in 1945, when Louis Jordan had the original version of a song called "Caledonia, No E." And covered by many people over the years, and that really was the first rock and roll record in a sense. Now that is brand new. It's Caledonia, as in Scotland, from Anne Rabson and Bob Margolin, of their really fine album called Not Alone, just been released. And it opens up the programme for this week. We have a live guest, we have Poplar Jake, and also when I put the show together, yeah, I listen to stuff and I think, "Oh, that's nice, that's nice." And then when you listen to it all the bits you've chosen, you realise you've either got a theme or you haven't. And some weeks it's up-tempo, some weeks it's electric. This week it's slow. it's sort of kind of down a bit, I guess, because, but again, not deliberately so, but I buried one of my best ever DJs. I didn't actually bury him. Sounds like I mean digging holes. We said goodbye to one of my best ever DJs who died a couple of weeks ago. We cremated him this week, only 56 years old. Great voice, though, Glenn Mansell. And so that has an effect, I guess, a little bit on the music I've chosen. But nevertheless, it's all a little bit more slower than usual, but it's fine music. Let's stay with new releases, Magic Slim and the Teardrops, the new album Bad Boy. And here they are with Older Women.
They just don't understand. I like an older woman. The young women, they just don't understand. The older women, they know just how to treat their man. Fix my breakfast, bring it to my bed. I feel kind of bad. She would rub my aching head. I want an older woman. The young women, they just don't understand. The old women, they know just how to treat their man. Young women, they just don't understand. I like an older woman. The young women, they just don't understand. The older women, they know just how to treat their man. Wipe my face, and that is so. You give me a massage from my head down to my toes. I like an older woman. The young women, they just don't understand. The old women, they know just how to treat their man.
Great album. Brand new, just been released, called Bad Boy. Magic Slim and the Teardrops, and a track in tribute to the older ladies called Older Women. I'm of an age when I first started playing records for a living, you could look down at the turntable and see the record going round, and a good DJ could read at 45 and even 78 and work out what the record was. These days, when the bands are putting CDs together to send out to people like me, they often, I think, occasionally think, well, we won't put the stuff on a bit of paper inside in case they lose a bit of paper. What we'll do is we'll put all the titles and all the tracks actually on the CD itself and nowhere else, which is wonderful, except when you put the CD in the player, it then disappears. So here we are, Rabbit Foot, their new album, special release, and here's a track I have got no idea what it's called.
Burn, burn if you feel them burn.
That's a band who are getting so much buzz, like 24 Pesos a couple of years ago and Cherry Lee Mewis and Joe Harmon this year. They are called Rabbit Foot, out of the south coast of England. That's their new 8-track album. Is that an album? It's like a big EP, isn't it, in a way? The album is called Swamp Boogie, and it comes to me without any titles at all. I've just put something on their Facebook page quickly saying, I'm playing a track on the radio right now. What's it called? But they're not answering, because they were in London last night, and they're probably still in bed, I would guess. Anyway, it's the Raven and the Blues. Time for some live music. This is a gentleman who was here about a year ago, I guess. A lot can happen in 12 months. Good to have him back, Poplar Jake.
Lightning, don't you come around. Talking about that blue lightning, honey, all over town. Blue lightning don't do you like your woman never would. Blue lightning don't do you like your woman never would. Talking about that blue lightning over my neighborhood. So blue lightning, blue lightning, won't you let me be? Blue lightning, blue lightning, won't you let me be? No, I'm not that way, why'd you do that thing to me? No, I'm not that way, why'd you do that thing to me? No, I'm not.
I would guess that's called Blue Lightning.
Good guess.
And I would guess it's new as well.
It is new. It's written, it's 3 days old. That
oh, right.
It's really? 3 days old. Yeah. Nobody's ever heard it.
It's been just over a year since you were here. Poplar Jake, welcome back to the Raven and the Blues.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you. So obviously the writing is underway, and there's a new album in the can, or nearly in the can, or how is it going?
We've got a couple of more overdubs to put on, dare I say overdubs.
You know? Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Got one or two overdubs to do and then mix it, and then we're ready to go, yeah. New year, good products for the new year.
And is that going to be on CD? Obviously iTunes, stuff like that, but I mean, where else is it going to be?
It'll be CD, iTunes, yeah. CD Baby, Amazon, right. You know.
All the places, yeah.
The usual outlets,
yeah.
Folks.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to get hard copy as well.
Sorry?
So you'll be able to get hard copy as well. Yeah, yeah. Have a real product. It won't just be a virtual album.
You know? Yeah. And so obviously, therefore, sleeve notes and photography of the front cover, all that kind of stuff?
Sure.
Yeah, right. Now, it's been, what, a year and a half since Riding the Blinds, has it, roughly?
About that, yeah.
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 And that was, it's been a while since we spoke about it, but that was about half your own material, wasn't it? And the other half?
No, that was all traditional.
It was all traditional, that's right. Yeah. There wasn't even one of yours in there at all. No.
No.
But now, this new album, what's the ratio of that going to be this time?
100% original.
Good.
Right. Whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that because the ability, the creative writing muse has hit you, or you've gained confidence in your writing, or what's the situation?
A bit of both. You see, I was really wary about writing in a blues tradition originally, because I thought there's such a wealth of material, I don't know what more I can add. And I've always written songs, you know.
Yeah.
But since I took up the blues, and I thought I want to do that seriously. Plus, I think there's blokes like me who do the kind of acoustic solo thing. We ought to remind people that there is a tradition out there, you know, that it didn't all start with Stevie Ray, you know. Great. No, don't get me wrong. Stevie Ray was great, and he turned a lot of young kids onto the blues, and they're doing it now.
Mm.
And if it weren't for him, they might not be doing it, and we'd be in bad shape. But there's a tradition that goes back before that.
Yeah.
And that's part of my role, I think, is to do what little I can to.
I mean, I think that's
keep people aware of it.
That's where the sea change is coming, because if we say go back, say, 10 years or so, and you were doing a blues club, all the old long-haired people, like, you know, people my age, the grey-haired ponytails, they knew all the old stuff anyway, and that's sometimes that's all they wanted to listen to, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But now, as you say, more and more people are actually doing all their own material, or mostly their own material, and I suppose you're right. If you're not careful, they could end up with some of the young kids coming through will never know what those roots really were. Mm.
On the other hand, when I first got into the blues scene, that's what I thought it was, you know, what you just described. People want to hear, you know, Blind Lemon and Robert Johnson and Skip James and so on, and people do want to hear that. But also, I think Riding the Blinds, the last record, it introduced me to people. It was helpful. We originally just intended it to be almost a demo, as if to say, look, this is what the boy can do.
Yeah.
And then Graham would go out and work his magic with it. People started actually buying it and saying, oh, that's not bad, you know, what else has he got?
Yes.
And the demand for original material, I've become quite aware of that, you know, in the last year or so. So if I do another record, it's going to be original material. So that's what we've done.
And in terms of the writing of it, have you gone back to some of the stuff you wrote years and years ago, or has it all been new stuff?
It's all pretty much new.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not all of it's woke up this morning. Some of it is outside of the blues, strict blues territory, but still with a bluesy edge, I think. But,
which is good. I mean, I think that's important too. Uh-huh. I mean, we were talking recently to somebody about, you know, the blues is even perhaps the wrong term to use. We should perhaps just call it roots, because it's all got roots in different ways.
Yeah.
And some of the bands we were talking about, when we were talking earlier before we started the show, I mean, people like Baba Jack and Joe Harmon, they're not blues, really. They're roots, you know. And Rabbitfoot, who you're working with later on this week.
That's right, playing with Rabbitfoot on Thursday.
I mean, they are...
It'll probably have happened by the time this goes out.
Yes, it will, yes.
I played with Rabbitfoot last Thursday. It was great.
And that's in London somewhere, isn't it?
It's Kilburn, yeah.
Kilburn, right, in North London. Mm. Now, because they are a band, you can say, loosely involved with the blues, but in fact their music is far more roots than that, in a way. So
Swamp blues is how they put
that's
it
right.
Down. You know, how they describe
themselves. From Brighton, from the swamps of Brighton. Now, you are based in Oxfordshire, except you seem to spend most of your time in the North East.
That's right. Well, you've got to go where the work is, Dave.
That's true, know? Yes.
And there is a very big blues scene up in the North East, and I've been able to get in on that. Also, you know, looking at spreading our wings, going further afield.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to work more down here, you know, see what the opportunities are. Hopefully this record coming along will open a few doors.
Do you think promoters need to see an album of original work before
they... I don't know if they need to so much. I think they like to.
Yeah.
Or they need to know here's a guy with a reputation, and we it's safe to take a punt, take a bet on him. You know, I think there's an element of that.
You've done quite a few road miles in the intervening year and a bit since we saw each other last. Has it made a difference to the way you perform, the way you are?
Certainly has. Yeah. I mean, we did Hebden Bridge this year, the Hebden Bridge Festival, which was great. And I think that was like a turning point. I really started to take it a lot more seriously after that. I realised I was in some pretty heavy company and I better up my game. You know, I don't think I let anybody down, but I think after that I was really conscious of, you know.
I know what you're saying there, but I think the implication you've said there was that I wasn't doing it seriously before, and you were. It's just it's just you were thought, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm literally on the fringe of the big time here. I've got a yes.
But yeah, it's on the edge of, you know, the proper scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And went over very well, which I was very pleased about. But I mean, when you're on the road, there are certain distractions, you know. I don't need to spell it out.
Yeah.
But sometimes I was more interested in the distractions than in the gig, and that had to change.
Right.
So, you know.
It's a different,
easy trap to fall into.
A different Pop with Jake than the one we saw a year ago.
Older and possibly wiser. I don't know about wiser.
I'm not sure we get wiser or not. Yes.
Older and more bruised.
What are you going to do for us now?
This is another song which is coming off a new record. This is a thing called Burned. Waking in the morning, tired and tossed and yawning. Medicine don't always keep you down. Following the gift of Cadmus, touched by the hand of madness. In the courts of fools, I wear the crown.
and safe within my home, sanity begins to roam. And I've been tripping a high wire, skipping a knee fire. Somebody gets to see our God burn. Working a hard line, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Somebody gets to see our God burn. Fallen prey to stricture, must I paint you? Climb so high, you've got so far to fall. Tell my governor I'm not lazy, just a little crazy, shrieking when the hoodoo comes to call. And in my open mind, I see no warning signs. And I've been playing a wild card for a spot in the boneyard. Somebody got to see our God burn. Getting my game on, must be something that I've done wrong. Somebody got to see our God burn. What you told me, I ain't home, yeah. I can't turn this thing around. Hear me talking, dead man walking. You won't see me sinking down. Know which way the wind blow, there'll never be my moan. See you selling conjure by the pound. Death before dishonor, I can change it if you wanna. Yes, I can bring the hammer down. And soon, I don't know when, I'll make my stand again. And I've been fighting the dragon, fell off of the wagon. Somebody got to see our God burn. Hiding my own face, rehashing the same old phrase. Somebody got to see our God burn. And I've been getting my game on. Might be something that I've done wrong. Somebody got to see a God burn. Walking a hard line, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Somebody got to see a God burn.
Poplar Jake playing live on the Road in the Blues with a track with it'll be off his new album called Burned. You can hear more of the session, two more tracks and a load more conversation on the Raven in the Blues page. Just go to www.raven.dj, scroll down. When you see the picture of Poplar Jake, click on the link underneath and you'll hear the complete session. As I say, two more tracks. Amazingly, he was talking there about playing with Rabbitfoot, who we played just before. They were in Kilburn on Thursday night in London, in North London. And I've put a quick email out to the guys in the band, Rabbitfoot, and that came through whilst I was talking to Jake. And their track off the album Swamp Boogie is called Burn Burn. So in a kind of strange way, they both played together on Thursday night. They're both side by side on the Raven and the Blues, and two tracks along with the word burn in them. It doesn't get any more coincidental than that, does it really? Time for the ladies. Shamikia Copeland, been around a little while in the business. Her new album is called 33 and a Third, just been released. And here she is with I Ain't Gonna Be Your Tattoo. I
just what I said wrong is anybody's guess. But the bruise on my face was as blue as my dress. Broken bottle on the table, broken lamp on the floor, couple thousand miles from the bed to the door. Lipstick on his cheek from my last kiss. Took a tin from his wallet, left a maid a tip. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up faded and blue. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Slipped out of the room, trying not to be seen. Only sound, old ice machine. I was feeling so scared, nowhere to go. How did my life end up so low? They say 30's young, but I'm feeling old. Guess that's when the night got even cold. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up faded and blue. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Picked up a rod right in the Reno. He got us a room above the casino. The music was loud and the drinks were cheap, but I knew right away I wasn't getting no sleep. Then I got the fear all over again when I saw that drawing all over his skin. I ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. End up faded and blue. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be your tattoo. Ain't gonna be
guess it was on guitar. Did it sound like somebody you knew? Yeah, Buddy Guy. Taking no prisoners. Shamikia Copeland, her new album, 33 and a third. Why is it called that? Because it goes around at 33 and a third. No, that's her age. Well, no, she's 33. Not quite a third, perhaps, anymore. But anyway, her new album, then, just been released. And that is Buddy Guy on guitar. And Ain't Gonna Be Your Tattoo. That is just so fine. Okay, let's leave the States, back to the UK, down to Kent, a band making their debut on the show, the Jeff Everett Band, and this is a track from their sort of demo CD kind of stuff. Probably, I guess if you see them working live, we play it on the stage, or you can buy it over the stage too, and here they are with If You Can't Fight, Wear a Big Hat.
Wear a big hat.
bass Kevin Dorr. Backing vocals. On guitar, vocals, harp, the whole bit, Jeff Everett, the Jeff Everett Band. The other members of the band are many and various. People like Albert Lee, Dave Kelly, the drummer. Loads of people come along and sort of guest with the band. And on that particular album, I'm not quite sure actually who was playing drums on that, but the album is called The Quick and the Dead. It's for you can't buy it yet. Probably you will be able to eventually. Alan Glenn is also on that. Actually, it could have been Alan Glenn on harp on that one. I don't know. But either way, the Jeff Everett Band, The Quick and the Dead. And there you heard, if you can't fight, wear a big hat. Good words indeed. I mentioned earlier in the show that I'd been at a service this week at the crematorium, and therefore when this came the day I was out sort of at the service for Glenn Mansell, and it's from Mark Harrison, his new album, which is called Crooked. And when I was playing through it, track 3 just sort of leapt out to me straight away. So in memory of Glenn Mansell and all those who were there, the chapel was full, standing room only. He'd have loved it. This is Mark Harrison from his album Crooked and Crematorium Blues.
To laugh in the back room, but we're not laughing now. Well, the longer it goes on, the sooner it comes round. Well, she was a good friend of mine. She's at the end of the track. Well, I know that she's gone now, but she won't be coming back. Ashes to ashes, gone up in smoke. Stand on the corner, make a gallows joke. The money comes in and the money goes out. Dancing on the deck while the ship goes down. I don't know what your name is. Don't know where you came from. But if you've been in a dark place, I'm sure we'll get along. All over the town there's people heading for Skid Row. So don't forget a kindness, cause you won't get many of those. Ashes to ashes, gone up in smoke. Stand on the corner, make a gallows joke. The money comes in and the money goes out. Dancing on the deck while the ship goes down. Talk about hard times. What hard times have you had? Everyone needs a bit of luck, and lately mine's been bad. There's gonna be no harvest. There's no wheat and there's no corn. But the sun started shining. Maybe I can be reborn. Ashes to ashes, gone up in smoke. Stand on the corner, make a gallows joke. comes in and honey goes out, dancing on the deck while the ship goes down. Ashes to ashes, gone up in smoke, stand on the corner, make a gallows joke. The money comes in and the money goes out, yeah, dancing on the deck while the ship goes down.
Mark Harrison, the album Crooked, and there you heard Crematorium Blues at the Crematorium and the Chilterns on Wednesday of this week. All the great and good, the whole place was full, standing room only, and would you believe that for a DJ of such note as Glenn Mansell, and some of the voices who were speaking, including my own, were kind of familiar voices too, the microphone wasn't turned on, so we had to shout. Anyway, so yes, definitely gallows humour. Crematorium Blues, Mark Harrison. Let's stay where... No, that's not stay anywhere. Let's move from the UK back to the States. Bill Johnson, a CD we've had a month or so now. It's called Still Blue. Here he is with Fishing With Your Boots On. Bill Johnson, the album Still Blue came out this year, and they heard Don't Go Fishing With Your Boots On. Wise words indeed. If you go to the Raven and the Blues page, which I know many of you do, but some have never ever been there, even though you've listened to the show for a while, that you'll find, of course, at allthews.raven.dj, you will see not only links to all the artists, so you can click through, learn more about them, buy their album, that kind of thing. You'll also get links to click back on all the old shows going back some 8 years now. I know there are some people who are still downloading them, which is really rather kind, and I'm distinctly honoured. But also a button called Donate Now, where you can give to the programme. The tip jar has been a bit quite of late, but this week two donations, which I'm very pleased about, and so thank you so much indeed to Lloyd Hedges up in Hurst in Texas in the US for your kind donation, and also two here in the UK to Richard Todd, who's in Boston Spa and Wetherby in West Yorkshire. Thanks to the pair of you for your donations. These things keep the show on the road, because there's no other way we make money apart from the tip jar, basically. Same with Beardo and myself. Anyway, that's it. So if you would like to donate, I'll be more than pleased to take your donation. And anyway, thank you both to Richard Todd and also to Lloyd Hedges. Okay, we'll play you this one, shall we? Blue Commotion of the band. Zoe Schwartz is the lead vocalist of the band. The album is called Good Times. And here she is with Coco Taylor's original and Voodoo Woman.
Got a fog in my shoe.
Got fish on my shoulder looking dead at you.
Got dust from a rattlesnake.
Got a black spider bone.
Pocket, got a frog in my shoe.
Got fish on my shoulder looking
dead at you. Got dust from a rat stink, got a black spider bone.
If that don't do, baby, better if I'm out.
pocket, got a toe frog in my shoes.
Grumpy on my shoulder looking dead at you.
Got dust from a rat snake, got a black spider bone.
If I don't know a baby, better leave for my lawn. They call me the voodoo woman,
and I know the reason why.
Lord, if I raise my name, you know the sky begins to cry.
I got a rabbit's foot in my pocket, got a toe frog in my shoe.
Crawfish on my shoulder looking
dead at you. Got dust from a rat snake, got a black spider bone.
If I don't do it, baby, you better leave for my throne. They call me the voodoo woman, and I know the reason why. Lord, if I raise my name, you know the sky begins to cry. Lord, if I raise my name, you know the sky begins to cry. Lord, if I raise my name, you know the sky begins to cry.
That's very nice. Zoe Shorts, Blue Commotion, and the band. The album is Good Times, Coco Taylor's Voodoo Woman. And that's almost it for this week. I've got my timings all over the place. Look at the time, got to go. Something short and perfectly formed we need. A little Glenn Mansell, therefore, but we're going to choose this one. Hope you've enjoyed the music of the programme. dave@raven.dj, the website. dave@raven.dj, the email. raven.dj, the website. Talk to you in 7 days' time, wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening. Here is 46 seconds of the band out of New York, Hazmat Modine, from their album from last year, Cicada and Ebb Tide. Have a great 7 days. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.